Take a journey Take in that first deep breath, and as you let out all of the stress and the strain and the tightness in your body, in your neck, your shoulders. Let it go. You take that second deep breath, and as you let this breath out, send with it all of your worries and concerns. What ifs? Where am I going next? To-dos. Let it all go. So you can take a third clean, purifying breath. And as you let this breath out, become fully present here with the Lord.
Psalm 72, verses 1 through 7, and then 10 through 14. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to a king's son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. May the mountains yield prosperity for the people and the hills in righteousness. May he defend the cause of the poor of the people, give deliverance to the needy, and crush the oppressor. May he live while the sun endures, and as long as the moon, throughout all generations. May he be like the rain that falls on the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. In his day, may righteousness flourish and peace abound until the moon is no more. May the kings of Tarshish and of the Isles render him tribute. May the kings of Sheba and Seba bring gifts. May all the kings fall down before him, all nations give him service. For he delivers the needy when they call, the poor and those who have no helper. He has pity on the weak and the needy, and saves the lives of the needy. From the oppression and the violence he redeems their life, and precious is their blood in his sight.
Thank you. Correct. God and Jesus and each other. We're always connected.
joys and concerns. Miriam?
Jesus help me. And the other thing is praying that he watches over our pipes, the burst, that we have water in the bathroom, in the bedroom, and the septic tank. I had to come, and this was at night.
And did they got it stopped? All right, so no more bursting of the pipes. All right, would you like us to turn it? All right, so we'll pray that the pipes don't burst anymore, and keep always Muriel in your prayers as you come to Jesus. Other.
I have a joy. My friend Mike Gill is joining me in church today and is considering being a member of Hope Church. I hope you will all make him welcome today, and I am trying to talk him into coming down for pie.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There you go. The important things, right. Well, it's all apple, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, apple and cherry, I think it's
supposed to work out. Oh, apples.
Yeah.
A while back, I asked for prayers for my neighbor, Linnea, and she did pass away on Wednesday. She was only 49. She had brain cancer for a couple years. She's one of Suzanne Kelly's best friends, and it's very hard. She had a huge community of friends, and I know they're grieving her loss. And her daughter. So prayers for Linnea's family and her father especially. He's taking it very hard. And then a joy. Last week I said, let's pray for my niece. She finally had that baby on Thursday. 10 pounds, 11 ounces. He just didn't want to come out. His name is Bridger Stephen.
Bridger Stephen, all right. Start from the back and move forward.
Probably not supposed to say this, but my mom's not here and I have no impulse control, so my dad was exposed to influenza B last night.
Oh no.
Through work. So please pray that he doesn't end up with influenza B, because that's not gonna be fun.
Alright. We'll definitely keep Bill in our purse. Other.
I asked for prayers through the prayer group, and I don't know, maybe all of you, for my friends Jolene and Roger. Jolene is going down the dementia road, and Roger had to have some very serious surgery, but they seem to be on track, so praise God for that.
All right, thank you.
Well, I'm a joy. This is a joy for the whole congregation. Last month, everybody donated $369 to Pete the Pig for the whole project, and so that was matched, so we have a nice donation. But I'll let you know what we end up getting.
All right.
Yes, vegetables.
And holes. All right, other joys or concerns? Keep Lois Newman in your prayer. She is now, well, I think she's still at Village One, in isolation because of her infection, the MRSA infection that she's got. So she's kind of down about that, as you can imagine, because things just keep piling up. So keep her in your prayers for healing, and so she can get back to after Noah and doing some of the things she loves.
Well, my daughter Anne, who's fostered many, many dogs throughout the years, has now had two dogs. One was a Chihuahua, Stanley, the brat, Manly Stanley, the brat. And Stanley had a tick bite about 6 years ago, and he got something recently, and he died very quickly. So Anne is fine, but was heartbroken. Her other dog is okay, but old and gimpy. So, and I thank the people in the church for praying for animals that I contacted. This is a wonderful place.
All right.
We lost a coworker at Crimson very unexpectedly on Thursday. Gentleman's been in the business for 40 plus odd years. So happened very unexpectedly. So if you could keep the McDonald family in your prayers, that would be appreciated.
All right, we'll do that. Keep the family in our prayers. Any other joys or concerns to share today? zero. Always a joy. It's going to, like, this week get above freezing by Wednesday, and then, of course, you know it's going to be snow. So, all right, let us be in a time of silent prayer. Eternal God, we praise you that you caused the sun to rise to bring us the light of this new day, and that you raised Christ from the dead to bring us new life in a different way. On this Epiphany Sunday, we ask that our lives face the brightness that Christ brings to us, so that we may go wherever he leads, serving in peace and in gladness. We ask also, Lord, that you hear our prayers, both spoken and unspoken, and be with all who are grieving this day, the loss of loved ones, the loss of loved animals, the loss of jobs. Help them to get through their grief and on to the life that you call them to live. We also ask you to be with all of those who are suffering with physical ailments. Help them to become healthy and whole once again, Lord, with your healing touch. And we ask you to be with those who are lonely and separated from you. Help us to have the strength and the courage to reach out to those we see who are so in need of you. We ask all of this in the name of Christ Jesus, who calls us into community and who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us rise as you're able to sing our next song, which is this.
12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we have observed his star at the rising and have come to pay him homage." When the king Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. Calling together all of the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for whom you shall come a ruler, who is a shepherd, my people, Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring the word so that I may go and pay homage." When they heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that had been shining and has risen until it stopped over the place where the child was born. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
So today is Epiphany, the 12th day of Christmas. It's interesting that we have begun to celebrate all of Christmas before Christmas, when it's usually celebrated after Christmas. And so somebody was saying to me, somebody puts on their tree decorations on Christmas Eve, why would they do that? It's the end. Well, it's not for them. We celebrate the 12 days and then they're done as of yesterday. My Catholic neighbor said she's taking her tree down today because Epiphany is over. So we celebrate Epiphany. And Epiphany is the coming of the wise men. But of course, as I mentioned before, you know, we had that beautiful creche set up here and the other ones that were up. And by the manger, we had those wise men. And in fact, those wise men weren't there. Those wise men came a lot later. And as Donna read, they came to the house where the baby was living, not to the manger. But we like to smoosh them together because it's easier just to do one Christmas story, right? In Luke, there are no wise men. And in Matthew, there is no manger. But we like to be efficient, so we've stuck them together. But know that they are not. They actually don't go together. Because that star rose the night Jesus was born. And then those guys took off to find the baby. So what I want to talk about is not really that part, but the wise men and their journey. Because the journey to Bethlehem changed something in them. My father doesn't like the wise men story. In his thoughts, the wise men, because they came later and stuff, are not really part of the whole Christmas story, but he has his theology, I have mine. But those wise men, we don't ever know the reason why they decided to do this, other than the fact that they heard that there was this wondrous king about to be born, and they wanted to be part of history. And so they got on their camels and they went out into the unknown to find him. A And that journey took a long time, months and months of travel, following a star. And they get close, and they get to Herod, and Herod, you know, is another king. He should be right with them, trying to find this king of the Jews. But of course, Herod doesn't want that baby to be found. And they talk to Herod, and they're on their way to Bethlehem, and they find Jesus. And they find him in a home, and they bring him gifts. Gold, because he is king. Frankincense, the fragrance of the time. Myrrh, that foreshadows his death and resurrection. Because these are the gifts for this king. And they meet him, and they meet Jesus' parents. They've met Herod. And they go home. But they go home by a different road. Because they go home because they've been told in a dream that Herod's trouble. And so they shouldn't tell him. And so they go home by a different road. But they also go home by a different road because the journey and what they have found in Bethlehem, that baby Jesus, has transformed their lives. Now again, we don't know exactly how Jesus has transformed their lives, but they have taken months and months and months out of their lives to find him, and they are touched by him, and they bring these gifts, and then they go home different people. And that's a little bit of what we were talking about last week, you old intrepid ones who came, that we are transformed by our meeting of Jesus in the manger. We go a different road. Every experience in our lives sends us down a different path if we have taken the time to be transformed, to learn about what is going on and go forward. Because if you take the same path back that you came on, you haven't learned anything and you haven't gained anything. You keep trying to go back to a place that no longer really exists. So, we know what comes next. Herod says to kill all the children under a year old so that, or is it two? Maybe two. So that Jesus will be killed and he goes off to Egypt. But that's a different path for him, even. Just think about Mary and Joseph when they left their home. They thought they were going to register and they had a baby. They had no idea they were going to run into angels and shepherds and kings and all of these things happening. Their road home was totally different because they were transformed by their experiences. And their experiences centered around their faith and the faith in this little baby. So, what about your faith experiences? Do they transform you? Because that's what, you know, we talk about change all the time. Change, change, change. I don't want things to change. I like things the way they are. But in fact, nothing ever stays the same. We never really have the same experience anytime we do the same thing over again. Think about coming to church. It's a different message. It's different songs. It's different people even who are here. Nothing is the same. What it is change is not so much change as transformation. Are you allowing yourself, wherever you go, to be transformed by your experience? Maybe you meet somebody new today, and that transforms the day for you. Maybe you're transformed just by the fact that it's a beautiful day and you go out and you celebrate it. But what does that have to do with your faith? Well, that's the whole point, isn't it? The transformation comes from having all of these experiences and seeing them through the lens of your faith. taking them in, giving thanks. We talked about gratitude last week, too, that studies show the more you practice gratitude, thank you, thank you, thank you, the more enjoyment you get out of life. And we have this wonderful church. We have you wonderful people. We have a beautiful place that we live. We have so many gifts that God blesses us with every day. And so the transformation of gratitude even applies to our wise men. They were so grateful that they got to see this baby and be part of history. And it transformed them. And they left by another road. So I invite you to realize that you leave by other roads. And for the big things that happen in life, really, the decisions you make, the events in your life, the opportunities, when you look at them all through your faith lens and give thanks to God for the opportunity, then it doesn't make it so much about, oh, well, I'm going to lose this or I'm going to gain that. It's a, I'm gaining everything because it is all from God. So go ahead and be wise men. Be people who are willing to risk it all, to follow your star, to follow Jesus to places you may never have dreamed you'd be going. Because the path back will be totally different. Even though the company may be the same, you will be transformed. And isn't that what we all hope happens in our lives? That we get to be transformed and that we get to help others transform into the people God calls us to be. So today is kind of the end of our Christmas season, our holiday season, but it is a day that sends us forth into the world. Go forth on a new path. Be transformed and know that God walks with you. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, there are so many paths in the world, so many places we could go, so many things we could do. Thank you for that opportunity. Sometimes it doesn't feel as if we have any choice. But even then, as we live through experiences with you by our side, we can be transformed. Help us, Lord, to see your star ahead of us, sending us forth into places we don't yet know. Help us to follow you and follow the star. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's continue our worship with the bringing forth of the gifts of our offering. Thank you. the advancement of your kingdom. Thank you for our blessings. Please take these offerings in your name. Amen. Please be seated. Now is our time of Holy Communion, and I invite us to sing through twice the Song of Preparation Sanctuary. We will be having communion at the rail, so the ushers will invite you up afterwards, and we do have gluten-free wafers if you would prefer that. And if you need it at the seats to stay where you're sitting, just let us know, and let the ushers know, and they will bring it to you. So let us now prepare for the table of the Lord. not just here but around the world, is your body. Help us to live into that role each and every day, knowing you have taken away the sin and the sting of death, so that we may go forth boldly. Amen. All right, announcements. Anybody got any announcements? Oh, Barb. There's always one, right?
And the third thing is, no sign up for flowers this month. You get a break, because we have our plans for the altar. So I will bring out the sign-up sheet in February.
All right, thank you.
Worship and music will be today in the Madison Room.
All right. Yeah, all right, you got the date for it.
We have a really fun book club for kids. We're meeting on Wednesday from 6 to 7. It's called Page Flippers. And the older group are going to discuss the book Out of My Mind. And the younger kids, those who aren't like reading chapter books, can just come and Nina reads, is going to read them some picture books and we do some crafts and things. So it's really fun. So if you know any kids who would be interested in that, let them know, and everybody is welcome. Thanks.
I was going to sing, but I'm not good at singing solos. Getting to know you, getting to know all about you. That's from The King and I. And I'm going to do a bulletin board back there. And if you would like to be on the bulletin board, take one of these. It'll be in the back table.
No. Not if they want. This okay. is to get to know your community. Yes. So everyone should take a turn.
We want to get to know everybody. And I guess part of the song says, all right, and hope that you like me as much as I like you, or something like that. It came to our attention, we find all these wonderful things about everybody in their obituary, and that's not right. We want to know it ahead of time so we can have nice, lively discussions with everybody. So it's simple. Things like, where were you born? You know, what's your favorite food? Do you have a favorite Christmas song or a hymn? Do you have a secret talent or hobby that we might want to know about? Anyway, it would be wonderful. I will try to rotate maybe four every month or so. So I'll leave this out there, grab a form, put it in the office, and let's just have some fun getting to know each other.
All right, thank you. Any other announcements? All right, just making sure. Confirmation is tomorrow at 6. We do have page turners, right, Wednesday? So you are all invited to come to that. Any other?
Mission
meeting at 4:30 on Tuesday. 4:30, I think I got that right this time. All right, and Prayer for Christian Unity starts next week, and I will have some information on Sunday. Done.
We're going to be gone for 6 weeks, so I'm going to put the word out. Pasties. March 25th is Palm Sunday. So we are going to have our pasties made by the Saturday before pasties. So please mark your calendars. During the week of March 19th through the 24th, we can use any and all of your talent. Okay? Thank you.
All right, it's official. 19th through 24th of March, pasty time. Any other announcements? All right, well, let us rise and sing our final song that will get us going as we go out into the room of the day. Shine, Jesus, shine. So I understand there's pie downstairs. I hope you can all stay and have some fellowship time. Before you go forth into this warm day, which is apparently only going to get warmer, with the love of Christ surrounding you, go forth. Amen.